you took one volley of four 20-millimeter shells?
Yeah.
From the ME-109?
Yeah, Messerschmitt. It was a Messerschmitt and Focke-Wulf. The one I had was the Focke-Wulf. I saw the Focke-Wulf there. See, and this was Hermann Göring's squadron.
The yellow?
Yellow Nose Squadron. Yeah. See, we were off course. We were supposed to bomb a tank, a tank facility down below Castle, but in Goth, I think, I don't know. And the lead navigator was slightly off course. So he had to get away, and then see, we had this cloud cover, he couldn't see anything. And what happened, we got away from our main group, because we had fighter protection. That's what helped us.
Did you know that you were off course?
No, we didn't know.
You wouldn't?
We wouldn't know it. Above the clouds at 24,000 feet, 22,000, we didn't know where the hell we were. You know, in the back.
You're dependent on
the only thing I know, the lead bombardier dropped his bombs and we dropped it. Where they dropped, I don't know. We didn't know where the hell we were. But the only thing I know, we were off by ourselves.
You could see that.
Yeah. And then they saw that on the ground. And boy, they come up there, and boy, they made one hell of a mess. 25 out of 35 planes. I think only two...
But how could they see that on the ground if there was cloud cover?
And they had the radar, they could see. You understand?
Yes.
They could see. And,
hello. Hi, Grandpa. I'm just...
Hi, honey.
Oh, the copier. I won't use it.
Okay, you want to go on the copier?
Yeah, I won't use it. I'll use it later. I'll do it later. You guys are talking. I'll be back.
That's my daughter. That's my daughter-in-law. She's married to my one son here. Beautiful girl. Beautiful girl. Her father was in the Marines. He was in the... He was hurt very bad on the... What the hell in the Marines? They had the tough...
Okinawa?
Before Okinawa, in the beginning.
Guadalcanal?
Guadalcanal.
Yeah, oh.
He was hit in the leg real bad, and they had to take him. Luckily, he got out. They took him to the hospital. He was in the hospital for a year. That was her father. So, now what else was I going to tell you? So, that was the deal in the back of the plane. See, Mercer didn't know what the hell was going on in the back. And then he had this co-pilot, Paul Pouliot. Paul and I were very friendly. See?
Paul Pouliot.
Paul Pouliot, yeah, he was a French-Canadian. And I remember going into London, we would get a pass to go in London every three or four weeks, you know. That's where we went. We were based 120 miles north of London.
You were near Norwich, weren't you?
Outside of Norwood.
Uh-huh.
We were based there, so I would go down with Paul, and he spoke real good French. And we'd go down, and there was a lot of French girls down there, French-Canadian. Boy, he used to make time with them. He was good, you know? And he would never tell me what he was talking about. You know, they look at me, they start to laugh, you know? But Paul was very good.